This is Party Line on WILO 1570 AM and 96.9 FM. At your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent the views of WILO management, employees, or sponsors. If you're listening live at 8:30, you're invited to give us a call locally at 765-659-3338 or toll-free at 1-800-447-4463. If you're listening to this program on our afternoon encore broadcast, don't call, just enjoy the show. Now let's join Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO.
Shoot, Ken, I'm glad that microphone wasn't on when we were
having
our conversation right before Party Line. Well, good morning.
And we wouldn't be on it anymore, that's for sure.
No. I didn't say anything too bad. I told you I'd tell the story later.
Okay.
Well, good morning and welcome to Party Line. I'm Kevin Keith, and Ken Hartman's the WILO News Director over there. We want to thank our sponsors, Kramer Lumber Dewitt Center, Welty Custom Exteriors, Welty Works for You, Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you, Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, like a good neighbor, Susan is there, Sparrow's Florist and Greenhouse, call today for delivery today, Milner Healthcare, Hardesty Landscaping, Hearing Care Professionals, Hear Well, Live Well, Ivy Tech Community College, Changing Lives, Simple Time Antiques, Step Back into a Simple Time, and Clinton County Daily News.com, your free local online newspaper. Well, Ken, last night you had a Frankfort School Board meeting, and It was a long agenda.
Yeah, 21 new business items.
Wow, that is that's a lot.
You're right. But fortunately, a lot of them, and a lot of those were kind of like first reading and new policies and, you know, pretty mundane stuff. So We got out there an hour and 40 minutes last night.
So hour and 40 minutes, not too bad.
Not too bad.
What were some of the high points?
Some of the high points, literally?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, literally. Right.
Okay. they had a discussion about the mayor's offer to have some school safety situation with officers in the schools and the metal detectors. They're going to have school officers in. We'll have one in Blue Ridge, Green Meadows, one in Suncrest, one in the middle school, one in the high school.
Okay.
Eventually, they're going to have another one roaming around, teaching, doing whatever.
Okay.
That's where that got last night.
I kind of like that idea of a teacher and then somebody trained to do something.
Right.
They could teach at the same time.
They also hired a new assistant principal at Green Meadows. That is Lindsay Bright. She comes from the Indianapolis Public Schools, and they hired her out of 70 applicants.
Oh, wow. Gosh.
Yeah. So.
All right.
Then also they approved the contract with the city for the new new Gateway sign presentation is going to be out near the tennis courts. Probably, I'm going to guess, in another month or so. So they approved that last night as well. So
very good. All right. Well, we'll be listening for the sound bites and the newscast tomorrow.
Okay.
So we're going to be on the air at the fair, the Clinton County Fair. What is it? The 7th through the 13th, technically, right?
15th.
15th. And then we'll be on the air that week, weekdays.
9th through the 13th, we'll be out there.
All right, so that should be a good time. You and I talked to Jamie Blacker the other day, and I think he said we're going to set up at the Antioch
Church
building there.
Yeah, it's a tent.
Oh, a tent, okay.
Right outside the show arena.
Well, I told you that I didn't go to the Clinton County Fair last year, living in West Lafayette, so I'm not real familiar with the area, but...
Yep, right outside the show arena, and that's where we'll be.
All right, we'll put a big banner up and be talking to people, so that should be fun. He's going to line us up some interviews for that, too.
We still got to decide if both of us are going to be out there, or we're going to split back here, or what we're going to do. We still haven't figured that out yet.
I know, I was thinking, I'd really like you to join me, but I don't know who could come in and run the control board at night or 8:30 to 9:30 in the morning. So All they have to do is push two buttons and sit here and listen to you and I talk. So
we could put people to sleep, but
yeah, I know. Well, hopefully we wouldn't put the board op to sleep, but
you never know.
I'll see if I can get somebody in here. Okay. I know Melissa Miller's not doing anything that week, right?
Yeah, right. I don't think so.
So it'll be a busy time for us because it's also Howard County Fair.
That's right.
So we'll be doing a lot on Shine 99. And then we'll be revealing some details soon on the Wilo Buddy Night at the Clinton County Fair, which will be Friday night.
The 13th.
Mm-hmm. We'll have some sponsor locations. You can go get your stickers and then take your stickers to the fair, and you can get a bracelet for half price that night. So you can basically ride all the rides you want for $10, which is almost something you and I could afford, Ken.
Except I don't care to go do that.
You don't want to ride the rides?
I don't. I grew out of that so long ago that
I did a live remote for another radio station one time from the fair, and I did a break on the tilt-a-whirl.
What you should do is get up to the top on the Ferris wheel. That's what you ought to do.
I'm not touching a county Ferris wheel. I don't even go on Ferris wheels at Kings Island. Are you kidding me?
That could be the most fun.
Yeah, I like Kings Island, and I just about 3 years ago rode my first roller coaster.
Uh-huh.
My then 18-year-old daughter made me, and we rode the Diamondback at Kings Island off the bat. And this thing is like the tallest and the fastest. And
right. And
she said, "Well, Dad, you can ride anything the rest of the day." And I said, "Why is that?" And she said, "Because this is the biggest they had." And I was like, "Well, no wonder I was scared." So we had a good time at Kings Island that day, though.
Yep.
Me and the daughter and a couple other friends. So, all right, so we'll be on the air at the fair. And, yeah, I don't know, that Friday night, if I'm out there, if I'm not doing something for Shine 99, I might just go on the air and do a few breaks from the tilt-a-whirl or something. So we'll see what we find out there. So I'm going to try to muzzle through the what's the word I'm looking
muddle.
For? Muddle through. Muzzle.
Muzzle.
Trying to muddle
Maybe
through.
Maybe you
the,
should be muzzled. Huh?
I'm going to try to muddle through all these newspapers I've got sitting here. This this one paper.
All right.
And then let me get this one out of the way. Turn it off here. We've got a lot of paper.
Yeah.
So I saw a couple things where, first off, there was California has got something on the ballot where they're going to talk about
splitting into two states.
Into three.
I saw at least two. I didn't see the three. And I've got the story over here, so give me a minute to go find it.
Well, I'd turn the page too far, so let me go back to the local portion, dailynews.com.
I printed that off for me this morning because I haven't found it yet. So
I'm at the sports section now, so let me go back one more. Here's the front page.
Here it is.
All right.
You're right, it is three.
Yeah.
I didn't think about it. I thought it was only two. So
there's a guy with a lot of money who's put this on the ballot, and he's saying that it would actually help him with infrastructure because they would get, you know, three states would get, you know, federal dollars.
We had a guy on Party Line probably close to 2 years ago talking about this very subject. So this is nothing new.
Okay.
So we've had this discussion before.
So I'm at the front page now on Clinton County Daily News. But first, we're going to take a phone call. Party Line, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Larry.
Domino's is doing potholes for some cities.
I saw that last night.
Paving for pizza.
Now, how would they work with local ordinances and, you know, make sure that they have the correct thing? I mean, I don't think a Domino's truck or delivery driver comes and fills a pothole.
Well,
they probably give money.
Right, but I'll bet you this. I'll bet none of the cities is too strict on them.
Yeah.
As long as they fill that thing and it lasts a little bit, I bet they're not a bit unhappy.
Go out there and just pour a bag of concrete in it and get going.
Yeah. I got something to say. You know, Kevin, you don't need to take a lot of money with you out there in that tent or you're going to get too big to walk.
Money? Take money? What are you talking about?
It's a food tent, if my memory serves.
Oh, yeah. That Antioch is where the food is.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if they'll be serving at 8:30 in the morning when Ken and I are out there doing
I'll
party.
I bet they are because they're out there where the kids are at.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, we'll have breakfast then.
Yep, but I'm just telling you, I wouldn't take a whole lot of money with me.
Hey, I know. I don't have a whole lot of money, Larry.
Well, yeah. Oh, no. You work for Mr. Casper. You got tons of money.
I'll get Ken to pay.
Who have you been listening to?
I'll get Ken to pay.
As I said, who have you been listening to?
Either that or I'll put it on the Casper Media credit
card. That's a better idea, yeah.
Do they accept debit cards at Antioch Church?
I don't know. I don't think so, but that's all right.
You know, now, to me, that's a joke, at debit card.
Yeah.
Because they charge them people for them to use that, let you use that.
Yeah, I know. I know. That doesn't hardly seem fair, does it?
No, because some of the places charge you to do it, then they charge them to take it.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And some, there's one of the three, I forget what it is, the MasterCard maybe, that or Visa, that they charge the businesses. So a lot of businesses don't accept it. I think it's American Express.
But, yeah, they, I think they all charge them. It just depends on how much.
Yeah, I think American Express is way, way high.
They are. They are.
But I just can't believe that all these people getting all this richness, and they keep saying how hard up they are, and they got to raise interest rates.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because that's a big lie, as far as I'm concerned. But then again, business is a big lie anymore anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I got a question for you.
Okay.
Donald Trump is sitting there telling you how great North Korea is. How long before he wants to build a hotel?
I don't know. They were already talking about that. The Kim Jong-un was wanting a Trump hotel and a McDonald's.
Actually, they're probably going to have the Kim Jong-un Donald Trump luxury spa.
Yeah, but it just fascinates me here all of a sudden. That's like when he was being so nice to Putin, he was trying to get permission to build a hotel there.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's trying to get permission, probably get... And China, you know, and really, to me... Now, I'm being... Kid knows I'm sadistic, in a way. China give Malaysia $500 million for an amusement park. Trump has a big interest in that amusement park. And then the next thing you know, that electronic company that was on the blacklist for America is a good company.
I think Donald wants to build a new golf course in North Korea.
That's a good possibility.
Well, now
see, that to me, that's selling us down the road.
But that's
to make the people, to make his friends wealthier.
Well, it's got to happen first. So I don't want to go too far down that road. I think we're a ways away, but. You know, the quality of life in North Korea is not exactly great.
No, it's not. I'm not disagreeing with you.
I don't ever see a Trump hotel as a vacation destination. I don't even think they have fast food. They were really excited about maybe getting a McDonald's.
But the thing I'm trying to say is, this is going to happen.
Well, we'll wait and see.
And to me, that's selling us down the road. Now, I know it's not, maybe not to you or Ken, but to me, he's selling us down the road to make money.
If in fact that happens, I'll be the first one to say that, Larry. I wouldn't be in favor of that. I'd be outraged.
I will be too. And just like China, his daughter gave a Chinese company a bunch of breaks, and told big shots in the company that since how they got. Invested in the United States, you get basically free citizenship. And that's wrong.
I would tend to agree with you, sir.
Because I think that's what they said. This was about a year ago.
Okay.
And to me, that's sad. I mean, this whole thing is sad. I know Hillary Clinton would have been sad, but the Republicans could have stopped her. But they're afraid to stop Trump.
Well, we'll see where it goes.
Talk to you later.
Larry, right. Thanks a lot for the call. So back here locally, I saw where the county council had passed the Donaldson Company on
City Council.
City Council, rather. Yep. I'm sorry. Yeah, Frankfort City Council Monday night. The Donaldson Company on State Road 28. This is big news.
Mm-hmm.
A big economic development project. They're going to be expanding. It's to the tune of $35 million.
Right.
And that's on their existing plant that would add close to 85 new jobs. Now we just need 85 people who want a job in Clinton County, right?
Well, but the thing of it is that the tech group, which is right out there close to them, is going to be closing in September.
Oh, okay.
So those people will probably
be looking for a job.
That's right.
Okay, good, good, good. Well, Donaldson's been a community partner here in Frankfort since 1980, and employs nearly 320 folks in Clinton County. So
right
there,
and they have a public hearing coming up on the 25th to confirm that.
So, okay, so that's everybody's
next, that's
invited.
Next step. Yep.
Invited to attend. So, yeah, very good. That was a 4-1 vote. Councilman Eric Woods cast that lone no vote. Mm-hmm. Also on ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, I was happy to see this for the Frankfort Parks Department and Frito-Lay partnering again on Better Together. It's a community service campaign. What are they doing here, Ken?
What they're doing is that they have a group. They have people from, they have students from Ohio State, Purdue, and Illinois, I believe, that are being, they're interning out here.
Oh, okay. Very
and
good.
And they're helping them with, you know, take care of stuff for the parks and gardens and those kinds of things.
Kind of help spiff it up and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Very good. I like that. That's they need a partnership like that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's plenty to do, right?
Oh, yeah.
You know, when you go cleaning things up and everything. So, good for Frankfort Parks Department and Frito-Lay partnering together to make it better together and cleaner together, right? Carl Lane, good morning.
Yes, good morning, Kevin. Ken.
Good morning, Carl.
Ken,
mm-hmm.
explain this to me.
Try to.
In that meeting, Dawson pays $200,000 a year
right.
in taxes.
Mm-hmm.
And then after they get this tax abatement, then after it goes off, they'll pay
$530,000.
Is that correct?
Yeah, 530, whatever it is, yeah.
How long is that tax abatement?
7 years.
After 7 years, they get it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, can those factories reapply for another abatement, tax abatement, like into 7 years?
Only if they're doing a major expansion.
Only if they're doing an expansion and or add-on or something of that nature. It's the only way you can do that.
Okay. And number two, Federal Mogul was in there.
Yeah.
And what was they in it? Because I didn't even understand what the gentleman was saying. Are they hurting for money? Or,
no, they want to get their CF1 approved, and that's where they can go ahead and just basically see when you get these abatements, you have to go through a CF1, which you have to prove you're doing what you asked for.
Uh huh.
And that's just an affirmation of what they were doing, and they have done what they were what they said they were going to do.
So Federal Mogul's all right then.
Yeah, they're fine.
Okay. Hey, you guys have a wonderful day.
All right. Take
Carl,
care.
You too. Thanks, take buddy. Care. Yeah, tax abatements can be a really good economic tool for communities, especially to companies coming into a community.
Well, we knew this back when I was working back in Illinois, probably about, 25 years ago. We knew back then in a town which was right outside Champaign, they used to have Chinook Air Force Base. We always used to say, you basically have to prostitution yourself.
Yeah.
In order to lure companies such as, those things into town. And that's what you have to do now. If you don't lure people in with something like that, you don't get anybody.
It can be a win-win for both, though. I mean,
it will eventually, but, people raise all sorts of cane about it ahead of time.
Yeah, they get that break for the first 7 years or something.
A lot of times it's 10.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying that's the only way, these small to medium-sized towns are going to get any kind of people, industry, businesses, whatever, to really move into their community. It's not as easy as you think.
Tell you what, Columbus, Indiana, when I was down there directing news at the radio stations, the city council really used tax abatements.
Yeah,
you
have to do it.
Consistently.
You have no choice, really.
And as a result, they had... Cummins and a couple other big factories already there that were always expanding.
Right.
But they were able to bring in quite a few new businesses using that.
You know, and here's the thing is that with our situation with the wastewater plant, we need to expand capacity if we're going to have any more expansion here in the town. Plus the fact that we talked about in the news today, the drain out by the 2865 interchange is now basically, it's reached its capacity.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to have to expand that and fix that. Then it's going to cost them a little bit more than what they thought.
Oh, boy.
So that was what basically I brought the county council yesterday. They were figuring between $500,000 and $800,000 would fix it. No, it's going to be more like between $1 million and $1.3 million.
Isn't that amazing to think?
Well, when you consider when they started boring in, they found some organic stuff into that thing. Plus the fact that, you got to put some soil and stuff underneath it to help stabilize the pipe that's there.
Oh. Okay.
So then once you do that, then it should be able to flow out and, it can help. Because they really want to expand. I mean, there's a huge push to expand out by 28 and 65.
Right.
And right now you've got M&K, you've got Wilson Trailers, you've got Elvis, I can't remember if Precision or Performance, I can't remember which one it is. You got those three businesses out there right now off that little road that heads out towards Mulberry.
Right.
Okay, they want to do, of course, they want to have a lot more, but right now that pipe out there, that drain, is so, you know, it's at its capacity.
Full capacity,
So they're going to have to fix that problem before you can even think about moving on to something else.
Well, we hear, you know, that requires the work and approval of a lot of different groups, and we hear groups come in here on Party Line and talk about that and the importance of it. So,
you know, but you know, this is starting to become an issue, and like you know, because all of the, you know, Butler, Fairman, Seifert was going to be doing culvert inspections. You know, they haven't done them in 8.5, 9 years, and that's something that's going to be going on now. And this is one of the reasons why, you know, you've got that kind of thing.
Russ Casper joins us in the studio. Russ, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Hey, I just got back from the United States, the post office, Frankfurt post office.
Yeah.
And Darcy Pippinger is retiring after 30 years. She was not only the carrier here for the radio station, she was also carrier for my wife, Susan, State Farm. And 30 years, it's kind of unusual. I believe she was the first female carrier to retire after 30 years, and it was all in Frankfurt from beginning to end for 30 years. That's a little unusual. They were cooking some, like, pork burgers or something.
Have a little go-away party.
Yeah, a little go-away. I'm going to put a little story on Clinton County Daily News, so you'll see the...
I think I've seen her come in here before.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Yeah,
she's always friendly and nice.
Always friendly. A lot of people know her, and, of course, her husband, Chris, was the mayor.
Oh, okay. All right, yeah. I've heard the name. I haven't had a chance to meet him yet. So today's her last day, then, huh?
Well, this month is...
Okay.
But I think she had one vacation coming to her, so I think she's got, like, 7 more days of work or something, but this was a good day to just...
celebrate it.
Have the mini ceremony there. So we recorded it, and we'll have it out.
Oh, okay. Very good.
So that's good.
Darcy Pippinger.
And we're actually starting I just saw the package come through for the senior fair. We're actually starting
I saw that this morning.
We're starting to get that all together and have another successful senior fair.
Ken and I were talking about being at the Clinton County Fair here before too long for Party Line.
Yeah, I heard they have a venue for you at the Antioch
church tent.
Church. Well, yeah, it's not a tent. Actually, it's a shelter.
It's covered by a tent.
Oh, it is.
Kids said it was a tent. I didn't know.
Yeah, it's covered by a tent. Always has been.
Uh-oh.
Well,
now we're going to have to check this out. Okay. Now, will they? The most
you're not out there very often, are you?
I thought it was the hardscape building, the building there, the Antioch building where they have the hamburgers
and the pie. I don't eat pie, remember?
I thought it was the Antioch shelter. They used to have a tent.
I think it's still a tent. I'll have to go out and check. I'm not sure. I think it's still a tent. I wouldn't have said
it looked like pretty hard wood to me.
If Jamie Blacker's listening, please give us a call.
Is it a tent or is it a building, a shelter?
Hey, either way, we'll be there, and if they're serving food, we'll be even happier, right?
That's right.
Will they be serving food that early?
That I don't know.
No, I don't think so.
No.
But they're famous for their pork burgers and hamburgers, pies.
Yep.
And Frito-Lay chips.
You'll have plenty of desserts, not just pies. You'll have plenty of desserts.
I'm sure. And then right back behind it, the Lions Club, I think, has an ice cream place.
Rossville Lions Club.
Yeah, that makes good for dessert.
And it's right in between the horse racing track, the show arena, and the horse track, or the horse racing, where they have the horse show, I'm sorry. I couldn't spit it. So we got all three things right in that area there.
Yeah, so that makes a pretty nice, that's understandable why you have all these lines, because you got pork burgers.
Yeah.
And then you can go over to the ice cream place. It's all right there.
Plus,
and then now we'll have a program every morning from WILO.
Yeah, we'll be doing Party Line out there. And if they are serving food, I may just broadcast all day.
Catering to your needs.
Can we have the credit card now?
Yeah. And you can understand why we need it sponsored. I hope our salespeople are listening. Karen and Mike, little help.
Yeah.
No, it'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it will be.
All right. Well, if there's something on your mind, we've got a few minutes left in the program. I'm going to be talking with Bob Pritchard coming up here at the top of the hour, and he's going to be talking about backpacks and whether they fueled the increase in school shootings, talking about restriction of oxygen to the brain, and a few other things here. He's a NBC Sports Olympic analyst. I thought I recognized the name. I'd seen him do a few things for the Olympics.
I know.
So,
you know, the one of the first times in my life that I really had a profound sense of danger for these shooters was way back. I can't even remember what year it was, but I think it was in Texas. There was a guy with a rifle on top of a union building or something, and he was picking people off from this tower on a university campus. Do you remember that?
I vaguely remember hearing something about that.
Also, the guy that won at Virginia Tech did the same thing.
Yeah, well, this was even before that.
Yeah. And yours was quite a while ago.
It was like that was a profound moment because I thought, you know, this is crazy.
Any whack job can do that.
Just sitting there, and of course they eventually killed this guy, but it just showed the vulnerability of it all. And that is the same feeling I had when the terrorists had the Killie Laurel or whatever, and they pushed the guy with the wheelchair off off the ship.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
He was Jewish,
mm-hmm.
and that was they randomly picked out this Jewish gentleman that was in a wheelchair and pushed him off the boat.
Yeah,
and I thought, whoa, these were both very early on, and it just showed it was a harbinger of things to come.
Yep, true.
Yep. Well, I wanted to talk one more local store here. Thank you, Russ. Yep. We appreciate you coming in this morning. Ken's put up a nice list of the Frankfort City Auction scheduled for June 30th. Have you ever been to one of these things?
I have not been to one of these.
I've been to a couple before, not locally, but I've went to some sheriff auctions before. Mm-hmm. And it's pretty cool, actually.
Yeah. Now, the big thing, especially in this one, is that particularly if you want to get your child a bicycle, this is a great.
Oh, really?
This has been a great place for years to go get bicycles that have been turned in, forgotten about, whatever.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
So there'll be a whole bunch of bicycles there always is at a place like this. So
I'd like to know what some of the prices normally go for. It is an auction, so you don't really know. But
right.
I would still think you would be able to get some decent prices out there.
Oh, yeah, you will.
Especially on some of the, I had a friend who used to buy the Crown Vicks.
Okay, well, here, we'll just discuss this real quick. In this auction right now, there's a 2010 Ford Crown Victoria with 99,167 miles.
Yeah.
There's another 2010 Ford Crown Victoria with 116,054 miles. There's a 2008 Ford Crown Victoria with 131,552 miles. There's a 1993 GMC S10 truck, a 2001 Dodge Ram truck, a 2005 Chevy Silverado 1500 truck. So those are in here. You got two 5,000 watt, 120, 240 volt Generac generators with 10 horsepower Tecumseh engines. There's a couple of those in there.
Now, here's the one I think would be cool is the various City of Frankfort street signs.
Yes. Because those were all the ones that they changed out.
Right, right.
Yeah, and those are now, they'll be for sale, yeah.
Man, I'd like to get one of those. Can I get that Casper Media credit card again?
You know who you need to talk to on that.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, it just depends on if he's around or not.
That's true.
Okay.
You got to the 30th, though, before. And if you want to go over and take a look at it, you can look at it the day before from 10 to...
Really? Okay.
And then also get there at 8 o'clock on the morning of the sale, and you can go take a look at it.
So when is that auction?
The 30th.
Okay.
Two weeks from this Saturday.
Got a little time to think about it.
Yep.
Ken, thanks as always.
No problem.
All right. We're going to take a break. Come back. We've got a national guest to talk to here on Wylo's Party Line. Hang on.
This is Party Line, on the air for over 60 years on WILO, Frankfort, Indiana, USA, a Casper Media station.